In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host Vida Montakhab and I appreciate you taking the time to join us for yet another edition of this program. Before starting the show, let me ask you some questions. What kind of qualities do you look for in a friend? Are you the first person your friends come to when they've got a problem? How should we make new friends? Yes, you're right. In today's program, we talk about the importance of friendship and qualities of a real friend. And as usual, during the show, we have some distinguished guests who join us via phone. We would be more than happy if you could let us know your expectations of a good friend. So please call us at the number you see on your screen during the show. Well, let's get started, but first let's have the program blessed with the day's supplication.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O Allah, O the Testifier of the Prophethood of Muhammad, verily, you are unique in your attribute of testifying, and the witness, being your witness, is above all witnesses. O the Testifier, O Allah, O the One who is near, O the One who is nearer than the vain, you are near due to the virtue of being near, and every nearness is because of your nearness. O Allah, O the One who is ever helping in every circumstance, you help by the virtue of being the helper. All helps are due to your help, O the best helper.
Amen. Humans are by nature social beings that interact, that are interdependent, and thus in need of friends and companions. Much of our lives are spent in such social associations, and friendship is indeed an essential component in human relationships. Islam lays great emphasis on friendship and encourages having as many friends as possible. In Surah At-Tawbah, verse 71, the Holy Quran says, "The believing men and believing women are allies of one another. They enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and establish prayer and give zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger. Those Allah will have mercy upon them. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has said, "The believer is like a mirror to other believers in truthfulness. Like a mirror, your friend gives you an honest image. He forgives your mistakes but does not hide or exaggerate your strengths and weaknesses." Now it's time to take a short break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to our program. Now, on the line, we have the pleasure to have Mr. Alfi with us in this program. Mr. Alfi, hello and welcome to our program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And you?
Doing great. Here in Palm Springs, California.
Thank you. Mr. Alfi, you know that today we are talking about friendship and the qualities of a good and true friend. I want to ask you about the qualities of a good friend. And what are the main characteristics of a good friend?
What are good characteristics of a good friend? Well, I think it's somebody that is a good listener and you know, once in a while we'll give you advice, but mostly just listen and just be an ear and not be judgmental. You know, I think friends check in on each other. They, call each other and see just how they're doing and just be there in hard times and good times.
Okay, thank you. And you mentioned that a good friend is a good listener. Do you think that you are a good listener? Do you consider yourself as a good friend for the other people?
I do consider myself as a good friend. sometimes it's hard to listen, you know, when you want to talk and interject and give your opinion. And sometimes it's just good to know when to be quiet. And especially if somebody is really having a problem and they just need to talk, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And in your opinion, why is necessary for us to have a good friends? Is it possible? What happens if a person has no friends?
Well, if a person has no friends, I think that they spend probably too much time up in their own head, and they don't have things to bounce things off of other people, you know. But, you know, friends are, you know, a good friend remembers your birthday, invites you over for dinner. It's somebody that you can share your most intimate details about your life with.
Okay, thank you. You know, Mr. Arfi, it is said that moderation in everything and everything in moderation. There is a place of moderation in friendship. And what is the role of moderation in friendship?
Moderation?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I believe in moderation in friendship, too. I mean, you know, too much of a good thing is can be too much. But, yeah, I think, you know, I have many, many acquaintances, and I have quite a few good friends. I'm very, very blessed that way, which is nice. But I think, you know, moderation is always good, just like moderation in anything in life. You know, you can have an addicted personality, and you can get addicted to people, too.
Thank you very much, Mr. Arfi, for your insights and being in this program.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Bye. You too. As you know, friends are those who feel for their companions in both happy and sad moments. If we share our feelings with the wrongdoers whose actions are worthless and based on corruption, then we are following the same ways and standards as they are. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "A person is likely to follow the faith of his friend, so look whom you befriend." In Surah Al-Furqan, verses 27 to 29, Allah the Exalted says, "And the day the wrongdoer will bite on his hands, he will say, 'Oh, I wish I had taken with the messenger away. Oh, woe to me. I wish I had taken that one. I had not taken that one as a friend. He led me away from the remembrance after he had come to me. And ever is Satan to man a deserter.'" One point that should be considered in friendship is moderation. One should not confide everything in a friend, lest he turns into his enemy. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "One who does not wish to increase his friends from among his brethren is in for a disappointment." Now it's time to take a short break. Please stay with us.
است از فروغ روی تو هفت آسمان روشن شده است ای رخت را روز و شب آیین گردان ماه و مه
Welcome back. You are watching Horizon Magazine with me, Vida Montahab. Now on the line, we have Mr. Muhammad Ali Moinul Ghoraba from Septain Institute. Mr. Moinul Ghoraba, hello and welcome to our program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for the time that you're giving us.
It's a pleasure. Mr. Moinul Ghoraba, are you kind enough to introduce your institute?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطاهرين Alhamdulillah, we started our institute under the guidance of Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Murtaza Musawi al-Isfahani and we had this in our mind from the first that inshallah we can walk and we can have the path of Al-Bayt and the school of Al-Bayt alayhi salam in our institute.
Very good. And are you kind enough to elaborate on the objectives of your institute?
Actually, our objective of our institute is to separate and propagate the path of Al-Bayt, which, as I said, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, as the result that we had in our institute, Alhamdulillah, we gained that.
Okay, thank you. And who is the audience of your website?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we started our website in Farsi, and after a few months we added Arabic as well in our website. After we saw the results in Arabic and the guidance with the guidance of Ayatollah Musawi al-Isfahani, we added English, French, and recently Turkish. Alhamdulillah, after all these, we have lots of audience from different kind of international audience, actually, from different kind of different countries, and from America, from a European country like England, Denmark, and Sweden, from Australia, from Middle East, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain, and Emirates, and actually Iran we have.
It's very interesting that you can cover a wide range of audience all over the globe. And what kind of services do you offer?
Our institute, other than website that we have the research section that, alhamdulillah, we're using, and we're having lots of Hausa scholars, and in our research section, we had some very, very important researches like Urwatul Wuthqa, which is published in 41 values, which is studied in very high level of Hausa by the big, by the biggest maraja, by the biggest scholars of Shia. And the second thing that it was very big, we stepped on Tafsir, which is Tafsir Atib al-Bayan by Sayyid Abdul Hussein Tayyib, and Tafsir Sayyid al-Murtada, which is in Arabic. The Tafsir Atib al-Bayan is in Farsi, and Tafsir Sayyid al-Murtada is in Arabic.
Very good. And would you please provide us with some information regarding your future programs?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the objective that we have in our institute, I think, is very big objective, and inshallah we're trying to be in this objective, and we're trying to improve what we have, and as long as we can have more muhabbin as the lovers and Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salam, inshallah we can, I think we can have the best, very, very good future in inshallah.
I hope so. Mr. Boynor Qaraba, thank you very much for your insights and appearing on this show.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Now it's time to watch the second part of the report on sundial festivals in Tehran's Berg Gallery. Please take a look.
I'm Muhammad Askari. I'm in charge of the Secretariat of the Association of Sculpture Artists of Iran. The Sundial Festival was held by the Association of Iranian Sculptors and sponsored by the Organization of Tehran Beautification, aimed at promoting production of sundials amongst enthusiasts of the art of sculpture and the science of astronomy. The Association of Sculptors is of the belief that the features of sundial can be a new arena to demonstrate the capabilities and creativities of Iranian sculptors. The main criteria for selection of projects are based on Iranian Islamic motifs and forms, the capability for production within the city and public places, innovation and artistic creativity. Sundial is a device which measures time by the position of the sun in the sky. The most common type of sundial is made of a rod which is placed on a surface and the hours are marked on it. As the sun's position in the sky changes, the location of the Ross shadow on the surface changes as well, and shows the time. From time immemorial, the sequence of seasons and its impact on humans' life have turned the knowledge of calendar into an indispensable need for the human beings and great civilizations. The main subject of the calendar was the measurement of time, and for this purpose, knowing the duration of the day and keeping the time were very crucial. The existence of the sun in the sky and repetition of the day and night sparked the idea of making the first device to measure time. Hence, the sundials were made as the first clocks and were further developed as human beings grasped a deeper understanding of the function of the planets. The first sundials used to only determine the sun's passage from the meridian, which is religious noontime for saying prayers. The Sumerians developed this type of clock and made the first models of vertical sundials. In these clocks, which are the simplest types of sundials, a vertical style casts shadow on the surface, which is marked with lines indicating the hours of the day. This time is a little bit different from what we call time and has a deviation of about 15 minutes during the year. Another usage of the sundial is to show the direction of Qibla. In a few sundials made in Iranian mosques, the direction of Qibla is also indicated on the surface. In fact, the sundial shows the real time and is also used to show the time for religious duties.
Welcome back to the show. There are certain tips to remember if you wish to keep a stable friendship. Accord friends the respect they deserve. Respect begets respect. Some people have the tendency to ignore the duty of mutual honor and respect under the pretext of friendship. Normally, these people are seen using abusive language and severe criticism against one another. This attitude weakens the foundation of friendship and gradually leads to enmity. Be gentle and modest to your friends. In any society, a person who is gentle and modest generally becomes popular rather than the one who is proud and egoistic. A person with such good social behavior always earns many friends. Forgive the shortcomings of your friends. Everyone makes mistakes in life. A true Muslim is the one who overlooks the shortcomings of his friends. True friendship is for the sake of Allah. Friendship for any other sake is worthless. Now it's time to take a quick break. We'll come back soon. Now let's talk to Mr. Farrukh Nia. Mr. Farrukh Nia, hello and welcome to our program.
Good night. I'm so glad to be with you and your audiences. I'm available.
Thank you. Me too. And Mr. Farrukh Nia, today we are talking about friendship. But how do you define friendship?
Very basically put, there are some different definitions for friendship, but the basic one, I think, friendship means a mutual relationship between two people. This relationship can be an office relationship, a scholar relationship, or even neighbor, whatever you care to name. But if you want to refer to Quran, it defines relationship in many different ways. As far as mankind or human and is an outgoing and sociable species, respect of the place that they have, they live naturally, it looks for, the people or mankind look for some partner, mate, or friend. because it's in their basic, it's their instinct, and it's the meaning of evolution for them. Because it is a choice, because this choice has different manifest or portray among different nations and races, and with different motives, and based on various reciprocal emotions and intellect. But there are many different meanings for this vocabulary too. One of the group of people know that or believe that friendship has the concept of particular relationship in various levels or a particular time among people. The another group believe that a friendship is a moral convention that is done with different purposes. With different purposes, or in another hand, the people that have affection to each other and their relationships is due to God, not their financial benefits. Just this, I think.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And as a second question, I want to know, how can we strengthen friendship with the other people? How can we maintain our friendship?
I think there are different criteria for people, but it's my personal quiz. I would rather to make friendship with those that are ahead of me, because I think it helps me to progress in my life. And I'm not interested in making friendship with those that are lower than me, because I think it will prevent or it will be provided against my development. That's why those that are successful are much more important for me. And I think for those that are a little jealous, this kind of jealousy helps them to improve. But another fact, I think, is honesty. But unfortunately, these days, I think the number of people who are honest are really, really, you know, less. You can find a person that is honest to you, but I don't believe that there aren't any. But the number of them is really less. After the honesty, I think faith is really important. If you faith, or if you are faithful to a person, you feel the reaction. I believe in a rule, in a nature. I believe that we reap what we sow. Whatever you do, you feel the reaction, and you will feel the consequences. That's why, whatever.